I want you to start by thinking about the top of your head and those little muscles in the skin of your scalp where tension often starts. So think about those little muscles in the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids, cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's that wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. Unclench your teeth and relax your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tension drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. Now think about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more, so you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax, and your waist and your main thigh muscles, as you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet and into the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy and very lazy. Now as you begin to make yourself so comfortable there, I wonder if you can remember how easily you entered into that trance state before. How good it felt to allow your eyes to close, to concentrate on all that tension, becoming so aware and so in control of your own abilities to go into deep hypnosis. Just allowing that tension to flow away from you as every muscle relaxed, every fiber relaxed, as your mind relaxed too. Just letting go and drifting off as your own subconscious mind accepted the responsibility for guiding your awareness. Down, deep into that comfortable heaviness of arms, of legs, of the whole body, as you discovered that it can be so easy, so pleasant, to allow those feelings to continue, or to deepen even more as you listen to the sound of my voice speaking to you in soothing, relaxing tones. And to remember too that you really do have that ability to relax, to let go completely, and to be totally unconcerned, that there is no need at all for you to be concerned about how much effort it takes to make an effort to try to hear or to understand everything that I say here or don't say there. So much easier to just let go and allow all those things to occur in their own time and in their own way. And I know that you can cooperate with me so well, that you can relax in that way, drifting down to that place inside where all is still, quiet, peaceful, where there is only the sound of my voice and the wisdom that is yours as you become more and more relaxed with that awareness of your own subconscious inner mind. Nothing bothers you, nothing concerns you as you continue to relax, to go deeper than before. Each word that I speak, relaxing you deeper, deeper, deeper. As you continue now to allow your own subconscious to take on more and more of the responsibility for guiding, for directing your awareness. You can be aware too of the sound of my voice speaking to you as before, here, as you relax so completely there. Each word that I speak, just a signal for you to relax, to let go, to drift even deeper now. And you can be aware too of the sounds that surround you, the distant traffic, the sounds in the house, the music in the background, the ticking of a clock perhaps, marking the passing of time, time that can be so pleasant. And even though so little time is needed, the experience of trance can be so enduring and so much value to you. And the subconscious can allow time, time to be however long is useful for you to experience, when a short time can seem such a long time, or a fleeting moment, pleasurable moments, comfortable and safe moments, moments that combine now to continue as you enjoy that experience, aware now even more than before of that inner part of you, deep inside your own mind, where all is truth and all is known. Every experience, every part of you that makes you the unique personality that you are. You in communion with you, the you that is constant, never tells you a lie, gives you good advice, speaking to you now there as I speak here. And I wonder if you can allow that experience to continue now, the same, or to deepen even more as I continue to speak to you. My words drifting, as you drift now with your own thoughts, thoughts that flit like butterflies, a pleasant flash of colour, and then gone, drifting too into comfortable relaxation of mind, relaxation of body, heaviness of arms, of legs, of no concern to you now, safe and secure, there for you when you need them, but for now they can rest. Relax, relax, in that comfortable place, that haven deep inside, my voice, my words heard but not heard too. Nothing bothers you or disturbs you as you continue now to utilize the power of your own subconscious inner mind to help you now with that problem, that troublesome thing, knowing that here within, there you really do have the answer, the solution. So relax now and ask what you will to help you as I continue to speak to you. In the coming days and weeks, your thoughts will often turn to the considerations of important decisions you have to make, and important problems for which you have not yet found a solution. Even when you're not consciously thinking about these things, your mind will continue to deal with them so that when your attention returns to them once more, you're going to be surprised and delighted at how many potentially useful ideas you're going to be able to come up with. And some of these ideas are even likely to catch you by surprise at times, emerging into your awareness while you're thinking of something else. They might even enter your dreams at night, or you might wake up with some of these new ideas in mind. But regardless of how they make their appearance, they're going to be very helpful and beneficial to you. Of course, you'll always try to make sure that you have sufficient information on which to base any final decision, and you'll always want to check out these new ideas to make sure they're practical, just as you'd check out information from any other source. You'll also continue to be aware that sometimes the best decision is a decision to wait or to secure additional information before acting. But nevertheless, you're going to be surprised and pleased at how much more clearly and creatively you're going to be able to think, and how much more confidently and effectively you're going to be able to deal with the issues and problems which lie before you. And today is a day in which you can feel quite pleased to congratulate yourself. Just by being here today, you've already demonstrated to yourself your own real commitment to positive change. And you might like to acknowledge just what a powerful force that kind of commitment is. You might like to reflect for a moment on how it feels to be determined to succeed. That determination, which you may have already started to feel, is incredibly empowering. It is, in fact, a force which can motivate us to overcome all obstacles, providing our goal is within the realms of possibility. We can see, unarguably, that with 100% intent, with 100% commitment, we will achieve whatever we set out to achieve. It's just a matter of doing it. The key then, the great secret of success, is intent. We know intent. We may have said to ourselves 100 times, I'm going to join a gym, going to take up jogging, go swimming. But intent is the feeling we get when we say we're going to get fit, and this time we mean it and we do it. We know the difference between just saying we want to do something and actually meaning we want to do something. And just thinking about those times in your life when you've had that feeling, that knowing that this time will be different. This time you'll mean it and you will succeed. Just thinking about that can solidify your own intent now, can demonstrate to you the unshakable power of your own determination. It's that feeling which is the secret to success in anything you choose to do. And you can strengthen your intent by seeing success as a real possibility. By seeing success. And the more clearly you see that the goal you're aiming for is actually a real, unattainable possibility, then the more you're able to strengthen your intent. And you can see that every single percentage that you increase your intent is an absolute increase in the likelihood of success. So if we want to be certain of success, then we must aim for 100% intent. But this need not be a worry to us, because we know the mechanism for creating intent. And there's another great strength to us here, and a great surprise, and it's this. When you bring the last 15% of your intent in line with your agenda, you also remove the last remnants of any internal resistance to achieving your goal. Think about this for a moment. When you solidify your intent 100%, then all of you is on board. All of you is going for gold. Success then is inevitable. So we've seen, in fact, that success is dependent on intent, and intent is dependent on seeing success as a real possibility. And this indeed is the key: imagining your success. You've arrived here today with some sort of idea that success is a real possibility. That's why you're here. And you will have some idea of how much intent you currently have to succeed. And whatever that level of intent is at right now, that's just fine, because you can easily strengthen that intent now. Now that you understand the mechanism, you can be absolutely confident that you will leave here today with your intent soaring up towards 100%, because as you continue to see your future success as an attainable goal and to focus and visualize that goal, then you will also come to see your success as an inevitable consequence of your newly strengthened intent. Your intent will feed your belief in your success, and that belief in your success will in turn strengthen your intent. You'll find your intent growing stronger with every passing moment, so that achieving what you want to achieve becomes easy. There's an old adage that every journey begins with a first step, and the first step is always the biggest step. The first step is the step of decision, of determination, of allowing ourselves to see our wishes as a real possibility. And you can be certain now that you have already taken that first step on your new path, a path which leads you regally to your goal. And you might like to see your new path in your mind's eye now. It's a beautiful path, paved with exquisite tiles, laid out in splendid mosaic, patterned in a manner which is incredibly pleasing to your sense of beauty and symmetry. There are smoothed, carefully shaped tiles of silky royal blue and earthy terracotta, pretty jeweled greens, translucent aquas, turquoise, subtle yellows and rich, vibrant golds. It's a very royal-looking path, a special path, crafted with supreme care. A path which has been skillfully laid to communicate the very highest respect and honour to those who choose to walk it. And those who choose to walk a path like this are always honoured, because we most honour ourselves when we take those steps in life which lead us to our highest potential, seeing ourselves as we would like to be, maybe trying something new, focusing on something we already know we'd like to achieve, or perhaps even allowing our best qualities to shine as brightly as they so rightly should. And we can all relate in some way to how good our positive achievements can make us feel. Everybody has sometime enjoyed success in something, and even the small successes count. Perhaps you can remember a time when you achieved something you were really proud of, no matter how small. The important thing is that you can feel the pride you have in that achievement. And it's that sense of pride and achievement which helps us to recognise the times when we're honouring ourselves, when we're operating at our best, embodying our highest potential. So just allow yourself a moment to reflect on those positive feelings, those feelings of positive self-esteem and pride you enjoyed when you succeeded, when you do the things which allow you to honour yourself. Because it's those feelings which are so inspiring for you. is those feelings which lead you on to greater and greater successes. And you can just allow those feelings and images to become central in your subconscious mind, allowing those positive images and feelings to take root, to become your central focus for the days, weeks, and months ahead. You may or may not already know that the subconscious mind is unable to tell the difference between us saying we want something and us saying we don't want something. If I ask you not to think of a blue elephant, well, then you might just find blue elephants in your line of focus. So when we allow our minds to focus on that we don't want, rather than what we do want, we know that the subconscious mind will only see the object in question, the object in focus. So we must understand the importance of focusing on the images and feelings which are positive for us, those images which are images of success, the object of what we do want rather than what we don't want. And this gives you an incredible advantage, because it means that you have all the tools you need to achieve whatever you want to achieve. Your subconscious mind will respond to whatever image you choose to place in your mind's eye. So simply by imagining your success, simply by seeing yourself as you want to be, simply by feeling those feelings of empowerment you feel when you achieve the things you want to achieve, you are acknowledging the incredible power of your own imagination as a tool for transformation. And you can begin that process right now if you choose, bringing to mind an image of yourself. As you see yourself having achieved your goals, making it really vivid in your mind. All of these images and feelings will serve as a positive focus for you, reminding your subconscious mind of all that is to be gained by staying focused on your goal. And when your subconscious mind is in agreement with your conscious mind, then anything you decide to do is absolutely attainable. You can strengthen these images anytime you choose to, simply by closing your eyes and remembering those positive feelings, seeing yourself again having achieved your goal, and making that as vivid and as exciting in your mind as you'd like it to be. And it's worth remembering that you do retain ultimate control over your actions, which means that in every moment you have power to choose what you do, so that in every moment you can choose to act in a way which leads to success. You can choose to think in a way which leads you to success. You can choose to think in a way which leads you to success. You can choose to feel those feelings of calm and focus, those feelings which guarantee your success. And you might like to remember how all those positive qualities, all that positive intent, can be most easily held in your mind by that sense of honouring yourself, by that sense of walking your own beautiful self-honouring path. And you can keep the image of this royal path in your mind as you walk it, enjoying that sense of regalness you feel when you know that you're really taking care of yourself, really moving towards achieving those things you want to achieve. Perhaps taking a moment now to just make the image of your path really vivid in your mind, feeling the ground beneath your feet, and enjoying that sense of vitality which seems to be filling you from the feet up, now that you are already on your way. It's almost as if you begin your journey. The path itself is responsive to your determination, and supplies you with all the extra energy you could want, so that walking is easy, so that walking is a joy. And you're surprised at how easy it feels to put one foot in front of the other at a lovely pace, a pace that's just right for you. And you might also be surprised at just how excited you can feel now that you're firmly on the path which leads you to the fulfillment of your goals. Even the anticipation of that success is a sweetness all of its own, perhaps that you hadn't anticipated. And as you look at the landscapes ahead, you notice that even the shape of the path is perfection in itself. The way it meanders lazily into the distance is somehow enormously pleasing to your sense of shape and flow. And as you walk this path, it will take you through beautiful, rich, vibrant landscapes, maybe sun-filled wildflower meadows filled with the sounds and smells of summer. Perhaps you might choose the path which leads through breathtaking snow-capped mountain valleys, because you'll have a choice. Along the way, there'll be forks in the path so that you can choose the direction which is best for you. You might like to take the coastal path, breathing in the fresh air, enjoying the coastal breeze which cools your skin as you walk. Or perhaps you'll enjoy a path which moves through cool forests, sunlight streaming through the gaps in the trees, playfully highlighting the bluebells and snowdrops on the forest floor, the rich fragrance of pine filling your senses. At every stage of your journey, you will choose, so that you take the route which is most pleasing for you, most comfortable for you. But you can be sure that whichever forks you choose will lead you on a path which is an absolute pleasure to walk. A path where your sense of being a person honoured can only deepen with every step. And you can enjoy the sights, smells, the sounds, resting along the way as you need to. And at the end of every passing day, you can feel so pleased that you're back on the road which leads you to where you want to go. So you can be sure that walking this path is an absolute pleasure for you. In a few moments now, I'm going to ask you to return to full wakefulness. When I do, you'll awaken feeling calm, happy and relaxed, determined and motivated to work on your goals. So, when you're ready and you are in complete control, return to full wakefulness and open your eyes.